station.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Governor Greg Abbott's audit of data centers could be completed by early December. That is according to ERCOT, which manages the state's main power grid. Here's ERCOT Senior Vice President Chad Seeley speaking at a Public Utility Commission meeting.
At the end of the day, we should be able to ingest all this information, analyze it, and come back with some key reasonable findings for the commission and for the legislature and the governor's office.
ERCOT plans to present its findings to state regulators in mid-December. Stay here. We'll have more on this later on Houston Matters. A pilot program in West Houston that moves homeless people into hotels has gained a surge in funding. Houston and Harris County officials contributed $180,000, growing the budget by six times. Here's our Dominic Anthony Walsh.
The initiative provides homeless people with a hotel room while they receive wraparound services like employment coaching and food assistance from West Houston Assistance Ministries. The program served nearly 100 people with $30,000 in funding during its first year, according to the Energy Corridor Management District. Zach Miller is vice president of the management district.
The typical response to homelessness is to reach out to law enforcement and begin the process of citation, ticketing, and then eventually a visit to jail. But our board recognized the limited utility of that approach.
Officials say the funding infusion will help as many people as possible until the money runs out. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
And Galveston County law enforcement seized fentanyl pills, over 4 pounds of marijuana, and 45 bottles of liquor at a Texas City home this week. Officers say the home was near a middle school, and the 50-year-old suspect sold the drugs and alcohol to minors. Here's Galveston County Sheriff Jimmy Fullen.
These drugs were packaged to kind of appeal to the young students, and based on